frequent deserters, thieves, and drunkards. When it was suggested in the 1920s that the medals of such characters be officially confiscated, the King, George V, declared that even if a VC winner were to be hanged for murder, he should be allowed to wear his VC on the scaffold. Another of my reasons for deciding not to concentrate on medal-winning heroes was the plethora of books that already existed on the topic, including a brace by the recently ousted Prime Minister, Gordon Brown. So I thought about my personal heroes, and realised that if I had any, they are my late wife, Ginny, who never flinched from making brave decisions in all the 36 years that we were together, and two male relatives, neither of whom I had ever met, but about whose lives I had been told many a memorable story by my mother since I was little. They are my father and my grandfather, both dead just before I was born, whose lives fighting for God, King, and country in various parts of the world had so impressed me in my youth. To help me decide on individuals whose heroism appealed to me most, I read a great many biographies and made many lists of possible nominees. The following chapter discusses some of these nominees and some of the generally accepted characteristics of heroism.